price of gold hits a record high.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Gold hit an all-time high today of $1,412.75 an ounce. Investors are once again looking for a safe place to put their money, and analysts say the price of gold could go even higher. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is covering this story for us this morning, and she joins us now live with more. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So the last time gold rallied like this was back in June when everyone was afraid that Greece might go bankrupt. Why is everybody buying gold again this time?
Well, it's really the same kind of flight to safety. Investors are nervous, and as you said, they're looking for someplace safe to put their money. And they really have been for a while. The price of gold today is essentially 1.5 times what it was back in September 2008 when the Lehman Brothers collapsed. I talked to Justin Urquhart-Stewart this morning. He's an investment manager in London.
In the shorter term, it's actually provided more comfort for people. So in many ways, I almost see gold as a bit like being a financial teddy bear. You can cuddle it, you can hold it, you can put it on your pillow next to you.
People are worried about the global economy. They're worried about countries like Ireland and Greece again, which they think may not be able to raise the money they need. Maybe the effects of the Fed's move last week. They're worried that both the dollar and the euro have been losing value.
And what's the correlation there?
Well, for the most part, when the dollar falls, the price of gold goes up. People who otherwise might put their money into dollars want something more secure, so they turn to gold. It's also worth mentioning here that people are putting their money into other precious metals, too. So platinum and palladium prices are both up, and silver is going for $28 an ounce, which is the highest it's gone for in something like 30 years.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks.
You're welcome.
A report out today says while investors have shied away from many managed stock market funds since the financial meltdown, so-called socially responsible investing has grown. Eve Tro reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Socially responsible investing means looking at the overall impact a company has on the world, not just its profits. Matt Christensen is director of the European Sustainable Investment Forum. He says in tough times, investors think that's a trustworthy approach.
One of the reasons is because many say it's about how you look at the whole portfolio now and being open about the reasons, the rationale, the investment methodology, the process.
In other words, transparency. Sustainable funds often screen companies for everything from safety records to carbon emissions. That attracts investors who want to avoid financial risk. Doing good is a bonus, says Kerry Krasinski at Trucost.
Sustainable investing is about trying to find value, not investing to your values. And that's a very sharp distinction.
A distinction, he says, can give this type of investing a real edge, not just a halo. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up about 0.75% right now across Europe. Asian markets closed mixed today. Investors here in the U.S. are going to be watching some more earnings today. We just saw a big one from Priceline. It's posted a big quarterly earnings led by strong international growth. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 37 points to close at 11,406.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Start spreading the news.
This is a Manhattan-bound F train.
We are going to be broadcasting from New York for the next few months and thought we'd start things off this week with some of the people who make the economy here what it is. Today we focus on food, so get ready to get hungry. New York City has almost 19,000 restaurants, and right at the top of the lists that rank the best ones, you'll usually find a restaurant called Danielle. Well, today we welcome the chef and owner, Danielle Boulud. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
I want to start by asking you, you've got 5 restaurants in New York. You've got a front row seat to the economy right now. How have you felt the recession and the recovery in your restaurants?
It's all about value and how people trust the people will give you value for your money. People care about indulging to themselves. There is a lot of luxury they can spare, but fine dining is not the one they should just get rid of.
What is a person to do to have an economical but delicious meal?
I would say, for example, there is one dish who is a pork shoulder. You buy a 7-pound pork shoulder. You put it in a pot with some sweet potatoes, and there's all kind of spice and fruit and wine, white wine, and root vegetable, and you braise that for 4 hours. You take it out, and you have this amazing meal for a real affordable cost, real affordable.
Okay, now I'm sure you're used to doing things very quickly. I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions and quick answers.
Yep.
Most stressful part of your day?
Getting up in the morning.
All right. When you go out to dinner in New York, do you tip 20% even if the service is bad?
Often 20 plus.
Even if it's bad service?
Yeah, because for me, everybody can have a bad day.
What's the best cheap eat in New York that is a restaurant that you don't own?
Daisy May Barbecue.
All right. And finally, assuming that New York is the number one food city in the country, what is the second best food city in the country?
That I'm going to get really hurt if I say that. But I would say then, certainly Chicago, it's the most amazing city behind with New York.
Well, Daniel Boulud, it has been an honor to have you on the show in our first week in New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and I look forward to speak to you soon again.
And finally, while we're on the subject of food, a nutrition professor at Kansas State University says put down those expensive diet books. It's all about the calorie count. He limited himself to mostly Doritos, cookies, and Twinkies for 2 months, and he lost 27 pounds. How did he do it? Well, he made sure not to exceed 1,800 calories a day, but he does not recommend that you follow his lead on this one. He is a professional. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Over in the UK, people don't really have to pay much for health care and education. The government's got it. Big budget cuts mean that's changing and causing some consternation.
Well, yeah, they said the big society when it was first announced. I said it was the big con.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Bigger society, smaller government, maybe. That story, the rest of the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.